Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Having a little party there, and hope you can join us and have a beer as we celebrate 20 years here on The Rock. With a brand new Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And a lunch party's going down Friday, February 7th. We're going to broadcast live from the Black Raven Brewing Facility in Woodinville from 2 until 6. So hopefully you'll get a chance to join the live show. You're going to be part of the entire thing with a live studio audience. It's absolutely free. Come up and try the new beer. If you haven't got a chance yet, man, try the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can. That thing is still on fire as far as people buy it.
Yeah.
That is an unbelievably great beer. Had one the other night. By the way, if you are in the Fremont area, it is on tap at the Pacific Inn down on Stone
Nice.
Way, which is one of the better places on a cold day to go in there and get yourself a fish sandwich and a Men's Room IPA. So we've got some locations coming up. Also coming up, Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Minix Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin with 10 actors that released music. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
And a couple from our question, guys. The cold allowed me to get revenge on a coworker who was trying to prank me. I fell asleep at a party, and she attempted to tag my face. Well, months later, during a cold snap, I iced her car with 4 big buckets of water. Just cold enough that she couldn't open the doors or scrape the windows. It took an hour to thaw out her car enough to be able to head home. None of my coworkers tried to prank me after that. That from Big Pun. In Kennewick. Guys, I was waiting for the school bus one chilly morning, and my stomach bubbled in that familiar way. Well, I had 15 minutes to the bus, so I just ran back to my home. In making my way home, I slid on some black ice and messed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, needless to say that I missed the bus that day. Rock on, guys. That from Skyler. Yeah, let's see. Birthdays. Oh, yo, it's Junior Coons, pronounced Mila's 3rd birthday. Please have Miles give us his best You Go Girl, a few thrill shotgun gets, and finally some Mickey and Goofy telling her about her awesome Disneyland trip. Hell, throw in a couple fart noises since I just got done cleaning up her poopy shorts. Appreciate you guys very much. Ja love, that from Coon. You Go Girl. Get. Get. Get.
Well, gosh, there, little friend, we can't wait to see you in the happiest place on earth. And we know your dad's excited. He plans on spending all and all and all and all of his money because nothing we sell is cheap.
You know, one of the big things about coming to the world is staying on property. Your dad has promised you will stay there, one of our lovely properties. And every day, you get breakfast with a character. And then at night, you get free ice cream Well, Dad's paying for it. Either way, that's probably the best party ever in Disney World or Disneyland. Have fun, kid. Ha ha.
You know, Ted, I was at, I've been to Disneyland. I don't know that you can stay on property. Maybe you can't. Maybe there's a hotel out front. But it doesn't seem like that Disney World type of experience where you're actually...
It's not very big.
Because you're in Anaheim, you're kind of just kind of pigeoned in. I don't know if you can
California
stay.
Adventure, maybe?
I don't know if there was a hotel there. I mean, there's hotels everywhere around it, like Huntington Beach and all those areas. I just don't know...
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking of Disney
if
World.
There's actually a hotel down there.
I'll tell your dad not to be cheap.
Yeah.
And bring your dad to Disney World.
Either way, every hotel down there is going to be a little more expensive.
Now there's a Disneyland hotel.
Is there?
4-star hotel.
Ooh, oh, okay. Yeah. Excuse us. Okay, Coon, you're good to go.
By the way, I know nobody from here would ever fly all the way to Hershey, Pennsylvania to go to Hershey Park.
I want to.
It is kind of fun. It's a good amusement park. Plus, you get to see how chocolate's made. But hands down, the nicest hotel I've ever stayed in is Hotel Hershey.
Really?
Unbelievable. It's super expensive. I mean, it's a 5-star hotel.
Huh.
You get turned down service with a chocolate bar?
That might be the only 5-star hotel in a 75-mile radius of Hershey Park.
Is it a chocolate-themed facility?
No, you got to remember, Mr. Hershey and his wife could not bear children.
Oh. Right.
So for years, the money just went into this orphanage, and then it didn't go anywhere. So they built this a crazy hotel way back in the day, and it's like, I mean, it's like stepping back in history.
Is that why Almond Joy has nuts and Mounds don't?
Not sure.
Okay.
That had to do when they got into the Hershey's in Hawaii.
Gentlemen, please wish our Uncle Terry a very happy birthday. He would love a big old bong rip and the captain telling his favorite wildest birthday story. Thanks from Dennis, Jessica, and the kids.
Well, ahoy there. I have a story you're looking for. I can't divulge too much information based for what they call legal issues, but it involves the Jolly Green Giant, Yogi Bear, a bucket of armpits, and a hobo named Ronaldo. Now, I can't get into the specifics, but it turns out that the authorities of Mozambique don't have the same sense of humor or spirit of adventure that us mascots do. Oh, and we were sticky in places we shouldn't have been sticky. Crunch berries.
Wow. But y'all, today's my 58th trip around our future black hole. Can I get some dad jokes from Miles, the captain, and Coach Ted explaining why I won't get laid? Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Garen, the Bonnie Lake Lab Rat. All right, Lab Rat. Here's some dad jokes. What do you call two octopuses that look the same? Two octopi that look the same.
Twin? Identicals?
Identicals.
Oh, wow.
Good work, Mike.
Yes.
Oh, here's a good one. Do you know what Beyonce was called before she got married?
Beyonce.
Fiance, that's correct.
Nice.
What do you call a mom climbing the stairs? What do you call a mom climbing the stairs?
Stepmother?
Stepmother. Guys, actually, I can kind of sympathize with batteries. I'm not included in anything either.
Oh.
Have you heard about the book that teaches masturbation?
No.
By Manually Done? And, Ted, bad news, she told me to never call her again.
Oh, yeah?
I've been calling her Kristen the entire time.
All right. Why you're not getting laid? Well, first of all, with that attitude, you're never going to get laid. 58 years old? That's not that old. What are you down there being a lab rat in Old Body Lake? You know, there's a few spots down there you can pick up a little filly yourself. It's going to have the right attitude, all right? We're going in there. Positive thinking. You know what? You put that condom in your back pocket right now.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. If you need to borrow any condoms, the old Capitan has them on them. Although I do charge extra if you want one that wasn't used. Although I disagree with the coach, I think you probably have quite the positive attitude. I mean, the only reason I don't get laid is because if you're like me, it'll be because of the narcotic mixture of bat urine, Clorox, baking soda, toad jam, and Norwegian reindeer gums mixed with aerosol. It makes it difficult to maintain an erection. Crunch berries.
Michelle, today I would like to wish a very happy birthday to my better half, Gina. She's celebrating her 59th birthday. Please give her a Geez Louise, a happy Chinooka, maybe the dirty German explaining why she likes hockey so much. And if there's time, have Mike do Prince Charles sing, "Your greatest achievement is to love me." Thanks for all the laughs, guys. I'm from Rodney, Dakota, Apple, and from Ginger.
Geez Louise!
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah, I think the reason she likes hockey so much is because, like any woman, she likes a good puck.
Yeah. So the thing is, you know, sometimes they hit her in the face.
Yeah.
Your greatest achievement is to love me.
Can you imagine one of those singing birthday cards? You open it, and that's what you
do. Happy birthday to you.
Sounds like you had a stroke. Men's Room, my wife is 59 today. Yes, she's old, but she's prettier than me and sexier than any other woman I've seen. I love you, darling. Please give her the captain, telling her about the women he finds sexy, and the dirty Germans letting her know what she's in for tonight. Thanks, guys. That from Tim.
Ooh, well, ahoy. As far as the old captain, I'm not picky. I do like me a 59-year-old woman, that's for sure, but if I had my druthers, and I can't find this on the Pornhub tab, but I'm kind of into one-legged dwarves of Peruvian descent who collect human teeth in pickle jars. He just gets the old captain's motor on it. But in a pinch, me and Ted will team up and head out for some dank tomas. She might not be able to fit in the lift, but like I say, it's not what you can fit in, but what you can fit on. Crunch berries.
Thanks, Cam.
You got it, Ted.
Yeah, so I see the birthday is the 59th birthday, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the next year will be a good one. Because 59 just means you do all the work.
Yeah. And I think as far as what you can expect tonight, probably disappointment.
Oh, yeah. So what's the words as you use in America? It's a premature.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws, a dirty German, is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a shocking new study that both men and women prefer younger partners.
Shocking.
They did a study.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Right.
You mean like you observed things or you actually did a study? Right.
What do you know? People younger than you tend to be more attractive.
Huh. Women too, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. What? Stunning.
Come
yeah. I wonder what that's all about.
My gabbers are flabbers.
I know. That's my pearls. Let me sit down. Where's my fainting couch?
China is hosting the first ever foot race between humans and robots.
Okay.
Somebody had to, I guess.
I guess, but it just...
Like, eventually, a human can only run so fast, so if I build a robot that can run 26 miles an hour, it's going to win.
Right. And
but does it keep its balance the whole way? I think that's more of the thing they want to see. Like, all right.
Oh, all right.
You know what I mean? Because they tip over a lot, all this kind of thing. Obviously, it has more stamina than you.
Sure.
You know, if you're running full tilt.
But to be honest with you, if it's a race, can I just build a robot with crazy long legs?
I mean, in theory,
you can. You know what I mean?
It just takes one giant step.
There you go. Ta-da, I win. I feel like after a while, you can just construct the robot that's faster than a man.
That's like, remember the robot they had, said last year, that like couldn't miss a jump shot?
Oh, yeah.
But the robot didn't really move.
Right.
So it's like, well, if I put Steph Curry in one spot, like, I'm pretty sure he's going to hit a bunch of threes in a row.
Yeah.
Nobody giving him pressure whatsoever. He's just shooting free throws.
Yeah. That's like, you ever seen like videos of like NBA players and like random ass pickup games? Like, sure. They're just amazing because it's like, right, there's not other NBA pros on them.
Right.
They don't miss.
Right. They're playing at this point. They're actually having fun.
Yeah.
This doesn't work. There's a new list of the most attractive jobs a potential partner can have.
Ooh. Most attractive jobs?
Radio didn't make it, fellas.
Someone in scrubs.
Healthcare is number one. Good job there,
Mom. Well, I don't care if you're a vet tech. I mean, you're in scrubs.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to put a list together of jobs that are red flags.
Ooh.
Hairdresser.
I feel like that's on the other side. I feel like
there's
got to be a list. You know what? Maybe that's tomorrow's list. Is number of the jobs that are red flags.
All right.
But they went with...
Mortician.
Yeah, they went healthcare number one, followed by education, emergency response workers, law workers, business workers, science, tech, and finance.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all sexy stuff.
Hot stuff, baby.
Kind of cool to say I date a fireman.
I date a fireman.
It'd be interesting for you to say that.
Yeah.
Meet John.
Yeah, she carries me up the stairs at night when I'm tired.
A new study revealed that heavy cannabis use could indeed affect your memory. Fun fact.
What?
Wow, they just did a study on that, huh?
Repeat
that
again.
Man, oh man, I haven't heard that in my entire life.
Somebody should do a study on it.
We forgot the last one.
Yeah, what was the study again?
Right. But just in case, you know, you didn't know that, I've got more fun facts.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 fun and fascinating facts about the devil's lettuce, Mary Jane, cannabis. The last time I tried the marijuana, it was 13 years ago at the hands of Miles Montgomery. He asked me late on a Friday evening if I needed to be creative, then to take a pull on this. I was hesitant, but he was insistent. Begrudgingly, I took a puff and was in moments so outrageously affected I couldn't complete the last few tasks of my day. I went home, passed out for 5 hours, and had to come in on a Saturday. God damn the pusher man.
No, Miles doesn't push weed on anybody.
Never have done that.
Totally doesn't just abandon people after he gets them violently high. No. Either.
I can still see your face in that crowd, Mike.
Oh my God.
I was down on the field playing with the kids.
You're already gone.
You were gone. You were out of the building.
You left at halftime.
But I came back.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
You
abandoned him.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
You abandoned me, Miles.
Yeah.
You left me out to dry.
I think I was with VD.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. You two jamokes were walking on back, and I'm just sitting there just
maintain. Just look at the field.
Pretty sure I try to look the same direction other people are looking. Too.
I was on the floor because we're watching arena football in Spokane.
Yeah.
And I'm leaning against the pads, and I look up. I go, oh, Christ. He's alone up there. Like, who knows where Montgomery is? We had to walk. I had to, like, text Mike, like, just stay in your seat. And he's like, I can't do anything else.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, it's like, all right, we'll come up and get you at the end of third quarter.
I remember he had me smoke in the hotel room. That was the first time I had smoked anything ever in my life, by the way. And so I'm confident hacking. Of course, Montgomery handed me a beer. Here, drink this. That'll make you feel better.
Didn't we have, like, a bunch of those really strong edibles, too?
I did not have any of those.
Oh, I think I took a couple of those.
Ted, man. I think, took a couple of those before the car ride over.
I definitely ate one of those in the car ride over. That was a quick arch thrill. I laughed hysterically at nothing, ate fast food, and then passed out.
Yeah, right. Long trip to Spokane. Anyway, so there's some fun facts about the devil's lettuce there. Let's see. The word canvas is linked to the word cannabis because canvases were traditionally made of hemp.
Okay, makes sense.
Makes sense. I like that. Been a minute since I've had something that was made of canvas. I feel like it's still one of the most dependable materials out there.
Yeah, but those are big old school army tents, man. They weigh like 100.
Oh, my God.
200 pounds, man.
Yes.
I used to have some shirts that were made out of hemp. They were super soft.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Good material. Bob Marley was actually buried with his Bible, his guitar, and a butt of marijuana.
And I bet you if you open that thing up, the marijuana's gone somehow, but the guitar...
He smoked it when he was dead.
Just lit up one more.
I'm dead.
And that's not shocking. That guy, you buried him with weed.
Yeah. Exactly. Who's the guy that put the nug in there?
I bet you it was the smallest little pinch. Dude's like, I got a lot of weed, bro. Okay. Symbolically, I got to put this in there.
Put a baseball in my grandma's casket.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
She liked baseball.
Just a baseball? Was it signed by anybody?
All the cousins signed it.
Nice work, man. I dig it. That's awesome.
Probably worth something now.
The first item sold over the internet. You guessed it. It was a bag of weed.
I believe really? College campus.
Really? That's exactly right. Yep. Over 40 years ago, Stanford students used ArepNet. I believe it's an early form of the internet to buy weed from their counterparts at MIT.
Hey, man, you guys got weed over there?
Of course we do, man.
And of course, nobody's monitoring it because nobody knows how it works.
You don't know it exists.
No. Criminy. It says here in college, Barack Obama was a member of a group of boys called the Choom Gang who smoked pot and played basketball.
He's in Hawaii. His nickname was Hot Box.
Was it really?
Yeah, I swear to God. It was either in college or high school. They're like, oh, his nickname was Hot Box. His brother just sat in the car and just got high.
Nobody skips Barry O. How do you slow that man down even further in his speech, though?
And that's probably why it's starting. The reason I'm talking like this, because I don't really remember the next word that I plan to say.
He's got to do some sort of a report in front of the class, and he's just blitzed out of his mind like, hang on.
Yeah, I got this. And George Bush, he gave no qualms about what he liked.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He readily admitted it when he was president.
Yeah.
You know, I like Ryan. But he talks like the guy that would sell it.
Yeah, he does. I mean, it sounds like a dude that likes his cocaine.
Hey, you like that stuff? I got some.
Come here, I got you.
I know, Terry.
I'll hook you right up. Oh, no, not Terry. Terry's got the coat.
Just wait till he gets here.
They believe Shakespeare may have smoked pot. Researchers found traces of cannabis in pipes unearthed from his garden.
I promise you, he smoked weed.
I swear, man, it's a comedy.
People are going to laugh their asses off.
Yeah, like if I'm stoned, I'm like, all right, yeah, I see what he's doing. All right, yeah.
No, dude, she stabs herself, but the dude's actually alive.
Comedy. You see why it's funny? See how it's funny now?
I got that backwards. She killed herself because he... Okay.
Somebody should really tame that thing.
Oh, the shrew.
Billy, you're right.
No, man, he just talks with a skull.
He's stoned too, man.
Oh, damn it. No, man, I'm just going to write it down. I don't want to have anything else written down on there. They're just going to have to figure it out.
I don't even talk the way I write.
All right, do it that way this time.
Years from now, people will care.
No, no sense. One big stage.
Make it round, man.
Jesus. Make it round. And this is the number one fun fact about the devil's lettuce, marijuana. The ancient Egyptians used cannabis to treat hemorrhoids, inflammation, and pain. They also used it in suppositories and ointments. So good news, what you can do with your weed.
Then blow this up your skirt, man.
Never heard of poofing weed. Other stuff.
Hey, man, my ass hurts. Blow some of that smoke up in there.
Come on, man. Help me out.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel better already.
That's soothing.
Now my hemorrhoids are laughing.
You gotta be one good friend to do that for somebody.
Alright, dude, here it comes.
Bend over.
Open wide, bro. Police in New York finally found the man that shot and injured one of their officers, and you won't believe who it was, Miles.
Oh my, who was that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. Yeah, Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery. Now, today, we toast the UK's Royal Navy. They launched a frantic search for a phantom Russian submarine off the coast of Scotland after picking up two mysterious sounds in the ocean. Naval officials, they feared that one of Russia's drone subs had deployed a listening device onto the ocean floor about 100 miles from where the UK's Doomsday subs are based. It also sparked fears that Russia's deep sea research unit, known as Guji, was trying to record acoustic signatures of British subs to make them easier to track. And these are all fundamental things that you should be worried about given the state of the world. But in the end, turned out it was a false alarm after they determined that the two mysterious sounds that they picked up were the result of a farting whale.
Oh.
That is right. The whale did not fart once, it farted twice, and for whatever reason, like, that is a Russian sub. Then they found out, no, that's a gassy whale. But I like it. They said, look, we know it sounds silly, but all things considered, when we see signatures like that, man, we have to investigate. So as ridiculous as everyone thinks it is, we were quite relieved. They didn't find it funny, but they said we're quite relieved that it was a farting whale and not a Russian drone sub.
Is that like a blue whale, you think?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to, like,
just because they're so big. And
or
again,
a sperm whale, maybe?
Remember, the blue whales dive so deep, we don't really know what they're doing.
So I don't know and that you pick enough up one of their farts. You think as deep as they dive, I don't even know if you would detect a blue whale fart. Then again, blue whales are so large that I feel like it could be 2,000 miles away farts, and you'd be like, who farted?
That's what I'm thinking. It's just so big that it, like, you're like, look at that sound. Look at the size of that. That's got to be a sub.
It's a farting whale.
Pardon me.
Do you think it's just like one big boom, or do you think it's like a ripple of bubbles?
I don't know, but it's making me question what the Russians got going on.
It's loud enough to hear.
You think his buddy's like, you fart like a Russian sub, man. So
no, that would be alarming, too. Like, oh, Christ, here it is. They're on our soil.
Right.
Like, no, dude, it's a whale fart.
It's a whale, bro. It's a gassy whale.
Chill out.
It was louder than that. It was deeper than that. Yeah, it's
sounded like a diesel motor on a troll boat.
Is that the Russians?
Just me, mate. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hole, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.